Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa back in the Mighty 1090 studios. Ron Hayden Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks, talking fishing and talking Fred Hall, San Diego Del Mar coming up this week. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No doubt. It's going to be a whale of a show.
Whale.
It is the Del Mar Show. We're really looking forward to it. And speaking of the Del Mar Show, we're giving away two pairs of tickets. If you want to come join in on all the fun and get in on those great deals from Fastlane and everything going on at the Del Mar Show, give us the call this morning because you're going to be entered to win one of two pairs of tickets given away at the end of the show today. If you want to get that opportunity, first is our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. That is your opportunity to get through, talk to Ron, talk to Hayden, and win some tickets to the Del Mar Show. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. Our FishDope.com report today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. And don't forget, Fish Pros the Market will be at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show with an incredible buy on their famous smoked wahoo, their killer smoked tuna, their tuna burgers, and more. You can stop by, taste it, you'll be hooked, and I think that they might be in a little bit of trouble this year because they are directly across the aisle from Fisherman's Lining Tackle.
Oh.
And we have a crew of very hungry guys that are very into having those Fisherman's Processing samples. So
I'll have tuna jerky breath.
I think we're going to be visiting that shop an awful lot.
They killed it in Long Beach.
Oh, man.
And you take advantage of their deals. Sean's probably giving that stuff away.
I'm with you. I don't know if it was just like an introductory thing because they wanted to get everybody hooked on their product. But, yeah, they sold their smoked wahoo just too cheap, really. But, I mean, they killed it. It was such a popular booth. I heard from a bunch of people. I saw people walking by with the bags open, you know, having a cold beer and sharing a piece of smoked wahoo with a buddy. And I know I was talking to Sean up there, and they sold what they had planned on getting one resupply for the weekend. So they brought up the original amount that they thought would get them through the weekend, had another one. After day one on Wednesday, they were sold out and making emergency calls to Raymond and having people bring more fish up. It was just a huge success for those guys, and it's because they had such killer product at such a good deal.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. So go and if you want some of the ultimate product there, go by and see Fisherman's Processing at the Del Mar Show.
No doubt.
Good morning, Captain Mark Wish with our FishDope.com report.
Hey, Mark.
Hey. Good morning, Pete, Ricky, guests.
Good morning.
Well, guys, here we are. Winter's winding down, supposedly. 4 days away from spring, but it definitely feels like full-on wintertime out there. It's been windy, rainy, and cramping our style a little bit here for sure. But before this round of weather, things were definitely on the uptick at Catalina. There's still some squid to be caught, a couple different areas. But, you know, front side right there by Lionhead, that's probably been the calmest and actually some of the best fishing for the bait there. A couple of yellows were caught in there also. And a little bit of sea bass scattered around here and there, both backside east and backside west. It had some fish. Again, this was before this round of weather. But, you know, conditions are good there, guys. And when this little go-around passes, which it will, we're going to have some pretty decent sea bass fishing, I think. The island's, I think, holding a pretty good population. Decent rockfish fishing on the spots deeper outside the east end and outside the west end there. Lots of nice reds, a few nice big ling cods in there. And for you hoopers, season's almost over there. I think the 21st is the last day. If you want to get a few more for the freezer, don't forget to send in your lobster cards when it's all over. At San Clemente Island, starting to get a few reports there. That's good. In between the weather, though, lots of cods. mostly on the back there. The hard bottom area outside Lost there, that 50, 55 fathom area. I love fishing out there. A lot of big reds in that sector. You have the yellow been seen over there too, and that's kind of right on schedule. Mid to late March is when that stuff starts getting rolling, so it's just about that time. That's good news. On the coast here, water temps with all the winds really took a hit, made that bass fishing tough. One of my customers was down there off Huntington Beach here the other day, 56 degrees. That's brutal, but he still picked off five nice big sandies. But fishing low and slow at this time of year with that cold water. Strip squid on the lead head's the answer. Good cod fishing, though, on all the local spots. And if the weather gives us a little bit of a break, we're going to go out tomorrow and check a few wing cod spots there and see if they're biting. Man, I love catching them local wings on the mackerels and sand dabs. The things are so tasty. And then offshore, surprisingly, still a little hint of bluefin around, which is not bad for March. Couple on the 295 last weekend, some signal from the 60-mile bank. And surprisingly, more rumors of local tuna. This was probably a week and a half ago now. But supposedly a little bit of fish showing up on the 277, and there's been a little scene there on and off all winter long. So, you know, local tuna in March, go figure, guys. It's going to be another interesting year.
We'll take that, no problem.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, fishdope.com, Danny's been on it, all of that. And you could save $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Just go on there, put in the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, or just go by their booth at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. Tell them hook up now, $20 off. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And my Facebook page under my personal name there, I put up a couple pictures of a nice little tank we're delivering to one of my best customers here. So
that new tank,
check that out.
That new tank you showed was just awesome. That 90-gallon with the toe kick and the new lid, that was a beautiful tank, Jeez. Mark. Yeah, you did a fantastic job, as always. Best tanks in the business.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. That's going on a nearly new 40-foot Cabo, so it's going to a good home.
Sounds good to me. Appreciate it. Great job, Mark. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, we got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Let's head on now down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, you guys staying dry down there at C4th?
Yeah, we are. The guys on the boat might be getting a little wet out there. A little bit of rain coming through this morning, you know, but hey, there's been some good fishing on the half day there all week. Even with that little bit of weather there, they're still going out there catching reds, rockfish, whitefish, other bottom fish there. It's definitely some good options. San Diego struggled a bit getting out this week. They got out on Sunday, had a little tough fishing, and then just kind of been sitting at the dock waiting for this to pass through and waiting for some more interest to generate there. But check the website, c4thlanding.com, our half day schedule up there, the San Diego trips. We're slowly adding in trips throughout the summer here, some Tomahawk trips up there, a few other trips. So definitely check that out, c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office at 619-224-3383. Definitely come down, visit us in person, get your gear ready for the upcoming season, because like I said, it's creeping up on spring here and fishing is just going to start picking up.
Well, like you say, certainly some good fishing opportunities coming forward. And once we get this little spat of weather out here, we'll be right back on to getting them. And it's hard to keep booger off of those yellow-tailed Coronado Islands for too long.
Supposed to be a beautiful week this week, right, Marcos?
It's definitely supposed to pick up here. Supposed to blow a little bit tonight and then just get better throughout the week there. So San Diego's definitely scheduled for the next week here. Make a reservations. Get out there.
Good call, Marcos. Good call, Marcos. Well, we appreciate that. We'll definitely look forward to seeing all the boys at the Fred Hall Del Mar booth. As we always said, even in Long Beach, you guys do such a great job of having a lot of the captains up there represent you at C4th, and with this one being in our backyard, I'm sure it'll be more of the same.
Absolutely, and from what I understand, that Long Beach show is one of the busiest ever, so hopefully that carries down to Del Mar here too.
I think it will. Great job on the report, Marcos. We appreciate everything going on at C4th, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Alright, thanks, Marcos.
Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Pete, Rick, and the Blow Up Brothers there.
Blow Up Brothers.
Show up
and blow up.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, we'll start the report. Nothing happened in the Mag Bay that was reported, but down to Mulahay, just like Mark Rayer said, you know, like he reported in the East Cape, the water hasn't been flatter. You know, it's just as good as it gets there in Mulahay. Lots of yellowtail around. Whale sharks are in the bay. And the way the birds are flying around, the locals are expecting the roosters to pop up there any day. So what a place to be, especially kayaking there in Bahia Concepcion. What a place to be right now. Wouldn't mind dropping everything and getting out there with tax day approaching and all. That would be more fun. So you heard from Cedros. Jeff's out there. I guess there's halibut all over the front side. They'll let us know how that goes later, I'm sure. Up at Bay of L.A., yellowtail scattered. from the surface down to about 100 feet, mostly focused around Los Machos. And fish are smaller, 5 to 15 pounds. And I think the wind picked up midweek, so we'll see what's happening there. Over the weekend, looks like it may flatten out a little bit for them as well. Up at San Quintin, nothing much reported for a while. I think it's been a little slower on the yellows and some wind. Ensenada, with the weather this week, they focus on the shallow water bottom fish. Did okay on that in some places. And early on in the week in the northern Sea of Cortez, with Juan down there, he was able to score really well on the bigger Cabrilla. Just had some fantastic days. Tapered down in the middle of the week with the wind and a little bit of Sierra, Corbina, and a few yellowtail were around. Also, what a place to kayak, and the biggest yellowtail in that group that were down there was taken from a kayak. And, you know, what an area for kayak fishing and whale watching. If you got down there and got into that, it's like a lake sometimes, so... Good opportunity for kayak fishing. Maybe, Ron, you and Hayden and I should go down there and try that sometime.
I'm in.
Right?
Yeah, sounds like fun. And Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial, help a lot of people with their future and being able to retire at a good pace and afford the time to go do the things that you love. And you'll be at the Fred Hall Del Mar show, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, for the first time at the shows, I was actually doing administrative work and signing people up at Long Beach. So if you sign up for CCA, you look in there, we've got a little client appreciation gift as their coupon package, and come and see me in my booth and let's talk about getting you started with a new account.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. So you join CCA, $50, you get that great coupon book as well as a lot of that great incredible goodie bag for joining CCA or renewing your membership with CCA. Get in the show free and go see Rick and sign up, and man, there's like a great incentive in there to go talk to Rick.
Okay, we'll see you at the show.
All right,
see you, Rick.
Thanks a lot. How do we find you there if we can't get to the show?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Pete. Sportfishingfinancial.com or on the phone 949-481-1807.
All right, very good, Rick. Thanks for that. We'll see you on Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
We'll be there. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks very much. And that is our catch report today. You know, Jim Salazar, who is the man with Hobie, said that the best Long Beach time for show up and blow up was 57 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
You ever had 57 seconds?
No, I'm going to have to do some training.
You?
Yeah, right.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, Hayden's the master
at it. Yeah.
And he's so laid back, but he's very competitive under the surface.
I believe it.
Daily winner goes into the drawing is what Jim says, so that's how it's going to work, and then you have a chance to win the I-11. Which is what, a $2,200 boat?
$2,349.
On sale.
At the boat show.
At the show.
10% of free gear.
And you get 10% free gear. So 10%. So $235 will get you what?
Well, on that boat, the first thing I'd get is the little beach wheels.
Okay.
That way you can just blow it up at your car and put all your gear on it and roll it right to the water. Just like in the little video that we got with Anita walking down with the dog, and you got to see this video. Anyway, the other option is typically a life jacket. Not everybody's got. Now, if you already got a life jacket, then
I would get the H crate.
H crate
straps onto the back. It's got four rod holders with leashes, and it takes the kayak and turns it into a fishing kayak. Really simple one.
It does what?
Turns it into a fishing kayak.
And what's that? What's the definition of a great fishing kayak? It happens to be the same definition of a great kayak. Fast,
right?
Stable.
Those things are fast, right?
Comfortable.
Really fast.
Comfortable.
And stable. Now, but if it ain't comfortable, you can't fish all day.
Good call.
No, that's right. You got to be comfortable. So, what about a bait tank? Can you put a bait tank on the I-11?
The Hobie bait tank won't work on the I-11 because it uses the scupper holes in the other kayak. A bait tank's possible.
It's possible.
Modifications.
Once again, that's why you go to these guys. Because I've seen now, I'm almost bummed at how good Hobie's gotten because we don't see the garage fab that used to come out of
the
there.
The garage arc?
Yeah, screwing and gluing and putting pumps and batteries and lights. Those guys were the masters at putting everything. But I know your old school roots can still for sure rig up something to bait tank up on I-11.
One of the things that Hobie has all these engineers sitting up there. And they pick from the guys who really, these engineers fish.
Sure.
They use the product. And they're stoked to be using it. So they're inventing this stuff that's like no other. Now, I did get my licks in, though, this year.
You got to talk about that.
Chris Minnick, who's down there fishing right now, comes by, and he sees this thing, and he goes, I got to have one of those, too. So he bought one, and he's been fishing that thing a lot because it's so light to roll down from his house.
You're talking the I-11.
I-11, okay. That's right. Sorry. Now, we needed a way to put a fish finder on it with a transducer and the battery, and then you want to get a stand to hold the fish finder so it angles perfectly. Well, he had this idea of putting a plate down. Well, the guys next door to me that did your sea deck,
these fabrications,
they cut out these perfect boards that Chris designed, and we have them at the store.
On their CNC machine.
Right.
That's so cool.
And so cool. When you walk up,
made out of starboard.
And when you show up to blow up,
yeah,
you can put your fish finder, battery, everything on it. You just set it down on the boat. And when you put the seat on, it locks it on. You don't have to glue stuff to the boat.
It's amazing.
That's so rad.
While Debbie and I are up at Mammoth, I got this fish finder on.
Yeah.
I go, Deb, let's just pedal around, look at the snow-capped mountains and the waterfalls, and, oh, look, there's a ton of fish right here. Drop down, catch them.
That's so cool.
Sweet.
I couldn't believe it.
That's so cool.
Well, yeah. We talk about rigging kayaks, too, and the latest model, the Compass, has been... It's been pretty fun starting with an introductory kayak. It's such a good deal. It's become the new kayak. Less than $2,000, and with the boat show special, $200 in free gear. You start with a more basic kayak, and that's been the one that guys have been really outfitting. They're like, wow, I've got, they were maybe expecting to spend $3,000 on a Hobie, and they're like, I got an extra $1,000 to trick this thing out.
Fish finder. Totally.
H crates, bait. Oh my goodness,
it's been super stable.
Awesome.
The whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's always
pretty
been
cool.
My favorite is seeing how good you guys can fabricate these boats to fish in, and I'm just glad that it's a throwback to getting to see that again.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they're getting packed up again. If you want to get through, the best way right now is with our toll free number 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Ed, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, what I was wondering, what's the weight difference between a blow-up kayak and just a regular kayak? And are there any advantages to using the blow-up one?
The weight of the I-11 that we've been talking about, the kayak or the board itself is 35 pounds. Fully rigged, it's 65. And then when we start looking at kind of a comparable size hard kayak like the Outback, that's closer to 80 pounds, the weight of the kayak. So the harder ones are heavier. As far as benefits of the inflatable, it used to be, and for years, really the only benefit of an inflatable was that it could fit into the bag. Everything else was you were making sacrifices. But with this new I-11, it's got a really unique hull shape in that it looks more like a stand-up paddleboard with a seat on it and pedals. So it's what's called a planing hull. It planes on top of the water instead of cutting through the water like a normal kayak. And that makes it really responsive, stable, and fast. In choppier water and stuff, that's when you're going to want a kayak like a hard one that cuts through the water. But having the pedals on the inflatable, there's cases I would much rather be on that than a paddling hard kayak.
Really?
No kidding.
Wow.
And when you go on fishing mission, you can try a hard one. You can try an inflatable.
Yeah,
that's
cool. And there's a lot of really good reasons to have an inflatable, like that shove it in the back of your car.
How do you sign up for Fishing Mission?
You go to the – first off, we're not offering it till the show.
Okay.
Till the front office. Yeah, we typically on the weekends, Sundays, we do it every week.
And you have a real limited number this year.
Well, yeah, we cut it back to 10.
Yeah.
And so you sign up there, and that'll also hold your boat show deal. You pick your date, and then after the boat show, if there's any spots left, you can sign up at the store. But the key is get to the show and sign up for Fishing Mission.
How much is Fishing Mission?
$129.
And if you buy a Hobie kayak from Fastlane,
yeah, it comes right out.
It comes right off the price.
Yeah, anytime you buy a kayak. That's just like a little deposit on a kayak.
Yeah.
Now, if you sign up,
risk.
If you sign up at the boat show, though, you'll hold the boat show deal until you get to go fishing.
Okay.
So that way
that's
you can
key.
Make up your mind.
So wait a minute. So you put your deposit down $129 for the Fishing Mission, You get the 10% in free goods held until you decide which kayak is the best one for you after the show.
Right.
And how do you lose on that?
Yeah, no brainer.
No, it's a racket. And I get to go fishing with all my exactly. guys that are interested in kayaks. So am I having fun? Yeah. They're catching fish. I'm catching fishermen.
I like
That's
it.
That's a cool deal. Hey.
Actually, you know, it's more than that. It's you know this, Ricky. When you go out with somebody and they get an idea and you were talking about rigging a boat and stuff, this is really fun for us.
Totally it is.
To get a guy interested in kayak fishing, you're disguising your exercise with fun. You're out there fishing, and he then comes in and goes, I'm thinking of a fish finder. Well, Hayden and Callan and the boys, they get to talking to him. They'll pick out side scans. Yeah. They'll pick all these different things, and it's really a lot of fun for us.
Wow, what a deal. Indeed. And 10%.
Yeah, free gear.
So, yeah, free gear. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. You know, your neighbor right there at Dana Landing, he's got multiple jobs. And one of his jobs, of course, Steve Pinard we're talking about, is running the marina at the Konakai. And they have – the Konakai has some of the – that's where I keep my boat. They have some of the best offices in the world. Kussler Yachts is right there.
Right.
Well, the office right next to Kussler Yachts, right there at the head of the Konakai dock, is open.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, 637 square feet of luxury waterfront office. And I am blown away at the price per square foot for waterfront property on this. It's a steal. That's all I can tell you. So
how do you find out about it?
Perfect spot for a yacht broker or any marine-related business. Oh, yeah. That's the key. It has to be a marine-related business. So if you're interested in being in one of the ultimate places in San Diego, right there at the Konakai Resort on Shelter Island, right next to Kussler Yachts, give a call to Steve Pinard at 619-246-6346. Go and see him at Dana Landing there. Or email him at S. Pinard, it's actually Pinard, but it spells like Pinard, at KonakaiMarina.com. And grab that office before somebody else
grabs it up. What a score that would be,
too.
I'm with you. Kussler Yachts has got, like, the best spot in San Diego.
And this is right
to get to be their next-door neighbor would be just fine by me.
Right there, for sure.
It could be the new Let's Talk Hookup office.
Let's talk to Bart Hall.
Hey, Bart, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, your ears were burning.
I've been listening to you.
We've been having a great time, Bart. We're sure excited about Del Mar Show.
Yeah, me too. You know, it's as you know, my favorite show of the year, and we get a chance to actually visit with people. It is San Diego's biggest boat show, and it's the only fishing show down there, and a great travel and hunting show. But real fun, especially get to see Ron and his family and their passion for Hobie kayaks and everything that they do. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing, Long Beach was incredible, and it was record-setting for everybody.
Best ever.
And I'm going to forecast that Del Mar, Fred Hall, is going to be the same. But one of the advantages, there were times there were so many people, I'm surprised the fire marshal wouldn't shut you down.
Well, he did.
Oh, yeah.
we didn't tell you.
Yeah, but I mean, there was times when you're walking down the aisle that you couldn't go any faster than the flow. It's like being in a traffic jam on an L.A. freeway. But the advantage of Del Mar is that doesn't happen in Del Mar. It's hang loose San Diego, right?
And you just get to you get
it does on the weekend, but, you know, Thursday and Friday you have a little more space to breathe. Saturday and Sunday, there's lots of strollers and families running around, you know.
Hey, speaking of families, Bart, I got to tell you, is that trout pond going to be there this year?
You know, it's been there for 72 years, and I don't see any reason why it would go away now.
Last year, I got to fish that with my grandson, and he was being held by my son, Jared. And I got to tell you, it threw me back to when Jared was that size and I was doing it with him. You know, at the show, I mean, this is tradition. And I mean, when I go to that show, I have all these, you know, memories and fun and buying little fishing rods for the kids. I mean, there's no better way to start your season off than starting at the Del Mar. And bring those kids. It's not like one of those shows that you don't want to bring the kids.
It's fun. There's all kinds of the Lumberjacks. You got the King of Fling, Jack Dagger. I mean, you've got all the good stuff there.
Well, that brings me to a subject. You know, Ron has been doing this for a very long time, and he keeps calling the Fred Hall Show the boat show.
The boat show, I know.
I want to remind him the boat shows are boring, yeah. But the Fred Hall shows, while they are San Diego's biggest boat show, is really fun. So
Bart, I'm trying. I'm trying to steer him the
it's
right way.
It's very difficult. And poor Hayden has no choice. I mean, he grew up listening to that. So he has, I think Debbie might be better, but Ron is useless. He's hopeless.
Well, Bart, we're looking forward to the show. We're looking forward to having you and Mike Lum on the show in the studio tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, just one last thing, Pete, is that the thing about Del Mar, about Long Beach, was not that it was, not that there was large crowds, not that there was large sales, but there was such excitement about fishing.
Yes,
have never seen that level of excitement and the continue day after day after day. And that's what I think is going to happen again in Del Mar. It's so rewarding to be a part of this movement of the renewal of fishing. And I want to tell you a story tomorrow when we're on the show, but it's really fun. I mean, this is a fun time for fishing right now.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Bart Hall, Mike Lum from the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. We'll look forward to it, Bart.
Okay, guys, good show. I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
Thanks, Bart. All right, hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great information, and more opportunities for you to win 2 tickets to come join us at Del Mar Fred Hall. We got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to tell you about the 42nd annual Fred Hall Show, March 22nd to the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. I'm proud of our 72-year-old history and amazed that the little show my father produced at Gilmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2018 version of the Fred Hall Shows. The San Diego Show is one of the country's largest sport fishing shows, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel show. You'll be entertained by nearly 500 booths, over 200 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free, but the Fred Hall Shows also strive to help preserve the lifestyle of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation that so many of us cherish. You can help by joining the Coastal Conservation Association of California. And when you do, you'll get in free. Join us and celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 22nd to the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. Check us out at fredhall.com. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearchersportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find a location nearest you. Check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Been a very busy morning, all morning, having a great time, talking kayaks, talking fishing, talking fast lane. And if you want to get in on this fun, two ways you can join us, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Again, it's 858-457-1090. Or you can try us on the toll-free line. That one is 877-792-1090. We're giving away two pairs of tickets to come join in the fun at the Del Mar Fred Hall Show.
Indeed. And hey, listen up. The CCA monthly calendar drawing winner, they're going to win two passes on the Stardust Sport Fishing Coral Sea Sport Fishing in Santa Barbara. The winning number, 3241. 3241. So if that's on the back of your CCA calendar, check out the CCA California on Facebook and let them know that you're the winner. Or just go to ccacalifornia.org and claim your prize there. And tell you what, speaking of prizes, we had a lot of people signing up for our email blast and our drawing at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing it again in Del Mar. You can, first place, a Tranks 500 from Shimano.
It blows me away. It's a $500 reel.
Yeah.
Just for
second
signing
place.
Up.
Maui Jim sunglasses. Yeah.
Probably a $200 to $300 pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. Third place, and a knife. $100 knife.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is just for being just for getting cool information.
Yeah. And so whether you are on our email list or if you are new to our email list, just put your email down at our booth at the Del Mar Fred Hall Show. It's the Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, by the way, Ron.
Hey, what was that again?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Whale of a show.
It's a whale of a show. And you have a chance to win those great prizes, which we will draw the day after Del Mar closes.
Nice.
And be contacting the winners by email. So make sure when you write your email address down, it's clear.
It's legible.
Yeah, it's legible. Because if it's not legible, you can't win. And
I mean, I get the Tranks.
If you already have one in, you can't put another one in. So if you already entered in Long Beach, you can't put another one in because we're watching for duplicates. No, any duplicates are going to be thrown out.
All right. I like it.
So thrown out, the duplicate and the original.
Yep,
so
you're out.
Don't duplicate. So anyway, sign up at our booth and win. And one thing we have not signed, we have not talked about is our Let's Talk Hookup Fast Lane Kayaks Islander mothership trip in June.
I'm getting a lot of people asking me about
it. Oh, man, what a trip.
Yeah, oh, so fun.
Yeah.
Bucket list trip.
It's mid-June. It leaves on a Tuesday evening. We're going to fish Wednesday, and then we get back Thursday morning. We already have a lot of sign-ups on it. There's not that many spots left. And the way to sign up is on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the shop page, and you can sign up right on our shop page. It's $425. You have to supply your own kayak. And or you can kind of, you know, talk to Ron and maybe negotiate some kind of a deal where you can buy one from Ron and they'll...
Oh, yeah, come buy, yeah, buy a kayak and I'll take you on the trip.
You'll,
there you go.
Okay.
But,
Wait a minute.
But as far as...
Wait.
We will have a few rentals.
Okay, there's a few rentals.
Yeah, and we haven't, you know.
That rental fee can apply to the purchase.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now,
so.
Now, the guys that are, you know, that are out there that are asking me already have kayaks, and they know how fun this trip is.
Oh, it's so much fun.
To be
all
to
the
be
people
let
that
loose.
Have signed up so far are repeats because we have, you go, Hayden goes, I go. It's, I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
And our guys on the island do such a great job.
That is a great boat.
Oh, yeah.
Great crew.
Oh,
golly.
Man. And it's limited to 22 people.
Right.
Fishermen. 22 kayaks, because that's all they can take. No pro anglers allowed.
Well,
so,
no, they can't. They just can't lift
can't
them.
Lift
and
them,
the
yeah.
way they move us around on the island, I mean,
yeah.
So Outbacks, Compasses, Revolutions, most of the smaller, you know, regular fishing kayaks
yeah.
are great for that.
So and what they, you're saying is you have a few that you'll rent and apply the rental toward a purchase if they do purchase a kayak, but only a few. So if you sign up, call Ron and Hayden right away and say, okay, I'm signed up on the Islander kayak trip, and I need a kayak.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I would definitely sign up to the trip first, secure
yeah.
your spot,
yeah,
and then worry about your boat.
Yeah.
You know,
but
I
call
mean,
them right away.
Yeah, and we'll have a
limited.
Few.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, this is one of those bucket list trips. If you get a spot,
so much fun.
Yeah, I mean it's for a day of fishing on a deserted island,
yeah.
and I mean come on.
Oh, we always have so much fun.
And last year was really amazing how diverse everything was.
Yeah.
We were catching everything.
Remember that whale that almost came up right under me? Hayden was right next to me. Yeah, that was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, that was
well,
awesome.
Well, you guys were off rock fishing.
Yeah,
and Callan
wide open reds.
Yeah, and he drops down, what was it, the Shimano flatfall.
Yeah.
And he ends up going for a rockfish, and he gets a yellowtail.
Yeah.
And he, why is my rod bending so much?
And he
much?
Won the jackpot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to go with us. It's mid-June. You can't miss it. It's on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the shop page and sign up because it's going to sell out. Very quick.
And those are the only ways you can do it. You can't book that one on. It's
nope.
a charter trip. You can't get them through the Islander website. Can't get it through the landing website. The only way to get it is right on the Let's Talk Hookup website. Go to the shop page, and it will sell
right.
out. It does every year, so just get it now.
You bet. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they're getting packed up. How about this time we talk to Brian, who's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I almost forgot what my question was.
happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Hey, I bought a Tranx 500 at the Long Beach show, and I'm trying to figure out what the best rod would be to pair with that.
Well, there's a lot of great options. Are you going to use it for jig casting? Is it going to be your bait fishing reel? What kind of fishing do you think you're going to be doing the most of, Brian?
Irons for yellowtail and a Wahoo rig as well.
All right. Well, irons for yellowtail, a good choice is that Terramar 90H. But if you're looking for something that will do yellowtail and also be appropriate for your Wahoo fishing, I think I might go down maybe a little bit in size and fish an 8-foot rod. Something like
okay.
a Calstar GG 6480 would be a really nice one, or an 800 heavy, or maybe even an 800 extra heavy. That would also make it a really good rig should that big bluefin come our way again this year where you're trying to fish a bluefin on the popper, that 800XH. It kind of depends. I mean, obviously, the right rod for a yellowtail slightly differs from the right rod for a Wahoo. So your best bet would just be to come down to the tackle store, whether it be ours or any of the great shops in your hood, and just kind of get a feel for what the right rod is for Wahoo and decide where you want your give and your take to be. You know, the perfect rod for Wahoo might be a little bit shorter and a little bit faster. The right rod for yellowtail is going to be a little bit longer and a little bit slower. The slower rod means it's going to bend a little bit more, so you're going to get more of the rod loading as you make your cast for your jig.
That Tranx 500 is such the perfect surface.
What,
it is
what a
fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
Got
it is
two
fantastic.
Of them. They're
man.
Awesome.
They're awesome.
Yeah, you'll
sure.
be so stoked with that reel, Brian. They cast great.
Yeah. And still deals on Shimano at the Del Mar show?
Without question, if you've got to buy a Shimano for this upcoming year, you are crazy not to do it at the show. The prices are without question, the cheapest you're going to find it all year long, and they come with a free fill of Spectra. It's just, I mean, you're saving.
Not just Spectra, I believe it's Max Quattro.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The Ultimate Power Pro.
No doubt. It's
yeah.
their highest.
And that's if you buy it a Fisherman's Line and Tackle.
Yep.
Or Turner's.
Yep, you're going to get the best price you're ever going to get to buy on the reel throughout the year. And if that part wasn't enough, you're also going to get, I mean, we're talking $100 worth of free line, too. It's the best, it's the single best time you're going to buy that reel throughout the year, no doubt. As with all the Shimano reels, it is the time to get them for sure.
No doubt. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that.
How about next up, we talk to Harry. He's calling from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
When you're kayaking on the bay and you're using plastic lures and maybe there's some eel grass around, what's the best motion in the reel as far as the wind in? Is it a slow wind in, and are you jerking the rod during the wind in at all? Can you describe that to me?
Guys, Ron.
Wow, that's a really great
backyard.
Yeah, that's a really great question. And I can just remember Afrin telling me, you know, these little terms that I would remember. And he would say, Ron, slow as pro, and he would say little things like pop, pop, wind down, pop, pop, wind down. And I got to tell you, you'll get to a sweet spot and it changes. If the fish are up, warm water, and they're aggressive, they're just banging around. You can rip that bait through it pretty quickly. Naturally, it needs to be a weedless offering. And then what
like a war bait.
Yeah, war bait. They're great. And also, I got to tell you, there's those little sled heads that – and Scott Sherman's the guy who turned me on to those sautéed chicken jerk shed. What are they called again?
The nuclear chicken?
Yeah, nuclear chicken and sautéed chicken.
Berkeley, yeah.
Yeah, the Berkeley Gulf.
They're
great. And in fact, I did a funny thing. I was fishing one way – in my hand, and I just stuck one in a rod holder with a gulp.
Control it behind you.
The boat cost as many fish as I did, but I counted them as mine.
Yeah, damn right.
Absolutely. So there you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back in, talk to Dave, calling us from Poway this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good show.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I just wanted to say a shout-out for Kevin Nakata and the Hobie seminar he puts on at the show. I've gone most every year, and it's always new, always fresh. He's always got good information that he gives up. He just does a great job. And so I did the show up and blow up after the seminar, and I did pretty well. I did a minute and 5 seconds, but, man,
woo!
To get 10% better than that or 20 or whatever, man, those guys are pumping.
I think they're on steroids.
I think so. And I think they're younger than I am, too.
We're going to start blood testing those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
PEDs.
Might have to. Yeah. But just come and do it again at the Fastlane booth right there.
Yeah, we're going to be, yeah.
Yeah, I'm experienced now, so maybe I can do a little better. So.
Save a few seconds.
Anyway, just a shout-out to Kevin and the Hobie booth. You guys do a great job. So.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. You know, one thing that's going to happen at the Fred Hall Del Mar show is, of course, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, the grand raffle. This is going to be your last chance to buy tickets for the grand raffle. And so you want to benefit all those great things coming. They got the spin and win.
Nice.
The wheel will be there in full fashion. And come and spin the wheel and win tickets and other valuable prizes. Sign up for Tuna Wars 4, which the captain meeting is going to be on the 26th of June. That's going to be a great time.
At Valley High.
Lot of fun. Yeah, a lot of fun. So be sure to go by the Rollo booth. Buy tickets for the grand raffle with all these incredible list of prizes. It's pretty unbelievable. And they have spin the wheel and take advantage of Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. I picked up yesterday, thanks to the Everingham Brothers Bait Company, a stack of bait coupons that they're going to be selling at a discount.
Get out of here.
At a discount at the Rollo booth.
You want to
so you
about...
make a bid.
Yeah.
On scoops of bait for the Everingham Brothers bait receivers, both in San Diego and Mission Bay,
they'll be, you can buy them and benefit the kids and save some money on your next scoop of bait.
You want to talk about a no-brainer that you for sure know you're going to use for, you know, throughout the year? How about that? They're guaranteed every trip you go, you're getting scoops of bait at Everingham Brothers. You're going to save some dough and take kids fishing.
Yeah, you bet.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going to the show. We're giving away two pairs of tickets to the Fred Hall Del Mar show when we come back. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's time for the spectacular 42nd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 22nd to the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest trailer boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Fishing boats, towboats, cruisers, pontoon boats, kayaks, we've got it all. Acres of the finest boats used in Southern California, plus nearly 500 fishing, hunting, free diving, and international travel booths, over 200 seminars. Enjoy the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, the Daiwa Bass Tank, the Accurate Saltwater Tank, the Mammoth Lake Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Hobie Kayak Fishing Theater, and the Cousins Tackle Seminar Stage, Jack Dagger, the King of Fling, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. The Fred Hall Show, San Diego's Springtime Boat Show, March 22nd through the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Everyone knows that owner hooks are the best. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has a huge selection of owner hooks at the show and at the best price. Plus, buy $50 worth of owner and receive a t-shirt or hat free. That's owner and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double-structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high-density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label Leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double-structure fluorocarbon.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the two lucky winners each getting a pair of tickets to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar, Gary in San Diego, as well as Joe in Carlsbad. Guys, congratulations. We'll see you at the show.
Man, so much to talk about, Ron and Hayden Lane. Fast Lane Kayaks, Hobie Kayaks at the Fred Hall Del Mar Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show.
Oh, yeah,
this
Fishing Tackle
Thursday
bait
through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Sign up for Battle of the Bays at the booth, right?
Yeah, Battle of the Bays. We finally got some, you know, nice little kayak tournaments.
Yeah,
that's
going
to
be fun
to do. And you just take a picture, let them go.
Yeah, and the deal in your booth at the Fast Lane booth is unbelievable.
Yeah,
if you're going to buy a kayak, this is the time to do it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Pull the trigger.
10% off in
free
gear of the price of your kayak, no matter what kayak, whether it be an I-11 or a pro angler or whatever. And if you want to go do a fishing mission, sign up at the show. You get the deal after you test on fishing mission.
That's right.
That's crazy.
At the show. But you got to sign up.
You got to sign up for the fishing mission at the show.
Okay.
And then if you just want to go on a fishing mission, you can come by the shop and just sign up anytime. But you're not going to get that boat show deal.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. And how do we find you if we want to come down to the shop?
We're down in Dana Landing, 2590 Ingram Street, across the street from SeaWorld. and online at fastlanekayaking.com.
All right. Thanks, guys. Job, appreciate that. We'll see you next Thursday. And thanks to you for listening. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does for Let's Talk Hookup. Lots of exciting things going on in the Let's Talk Hookup world, and Adam is a big part of that, so we sure appreciate everything he does. Tomorrow morning, big show. Bart Hall, Mike Lum from the Fred Hall Show, 7 to 9 a.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. Travel safe out there today. Be careful, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow morning on the Mighty 1090. I got...